Just put your hand on someone and say, he's better than wine.
You're better than wine. He is better than wine. We is better than wine. You, he, she. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thanks for coming tonight, guys. With many or with few. Sometimes the party is a little wilder. Sometimes it's a little more chill. It's still a party. I'm not even going to receive an offering. If you want to give, that's here. You know how it goes. Thank you, Lord. We'll put it up front. That way you feel good about yourself and you give. Okay, I had a Bible. There it is. I feel good. Yeah, this is what happens after like all the trappings of different spiritual backgrounds fall off. You're just left with people sitting around drinking coffee and enjoying life. Yeah. But it's so good. So good. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Thank you, Brandon. Yeah, just bless Brandon. Just release ding-dings and money miracles. And yeah. Yeah. What's something that we can pray for you for, Brandon? What do you just... Something we can release. Some miracle you can release. Because we just want to bless you. Yeah, man. Continuous peace. We just release continuous peace. Shalom over our brother. We love you, dude. You're releasing it to a lot of people, so a millionfold back to you. Yay. Amen. Whoa, wow. How you guys feeling tonight? You guys feel all right? You feel okay? You feel, shalom. Feel the presence? If anything negative, just release it right now. Just, boo. Any illusions affecting you? Just go, boo. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Shalala. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. No illusions. Yeah. I want to share some stuff tonight. It's my honor. We're gonna keep doing glory parties. I don't know where we'll be after the first week of February, but we'll keep you updated. We are moving out of here. Saturday night will be our last time of selling tea and coffee in this place. So. And maybe we'll do a little party or something on the last shift if you guys want to come out and just enjoy, just celebrate Saturday night. This Saturday night, just come and celebrate. But it's been really cool, man. I mean, it's a cool time as a community. It could look, you know, discouraging in the natural if you look at, you know, oh, we're moving away from one of our favorite places or, you know, or just different things that are happening. But there's a lot of really amazing things happening as well. I'm really excited about, like, there's a number of students that are coming together to really go deeper in this, the leadership of gospel WAC community, and so that's going to be really fun. That starts next Monday, and I just feel like there's just such a realness and a depth of relationship that we're all reaching together, you know, that we're all beginning to touch, and it's really cool, and so I'm excited, man. I don't know what's going on. I personally just went to a couple of gatherings this weekend and was just really encouraged and refreshed. We hung out with this guy, this prophetic guy. Some of you guys went with us and it was cool. He called me out. Like, he only called a couple people out, but he called me out. He called out my dad and he called. He said he gets really drunk looking at Tim and. But it was fun. You know, the guy was like. He doesn't know. I mean, I've talked to him like once before, this guy, but I don't really know him. He doesn't know what's going on, and he's just like, I just see you got, you know, you moving out of something, and a lot of people would be really discouraged by what's going on, but you're not. You're really encouraged, and it's really going to change in February and March. And and he was just like reading our mail, you know. It was amazing. And but it was just confirming, you know, that I just believe we're on the right track. I just believe you're on the right track, you guys here, you know, like you're not missing out. Sometimes like, and I want to talk tonight about Christ and the secret of contentment. I talk about Christ and the secret of contentment. It's no secret, but just delve a little bit into that. But you know, circumstances are going to change, you know. And what's so amazing is that we have a joy, that we have a peace, that we have a love that's so far beyond circumstance. And that's why we're drunk. Like, that's what I'm intoxicated on, is like, I can, like, literally, you know, I said this before, but they asked St. Francis what true joy was, you know. And he was like, true joy is when you return. And this is really funny. He's like, you found a monastic order. You create a monastic order. You're the founder, and then you leave on a journey, and you come back to the monastery that you founded, and you knock on the door to come back in, and they say you're no longer welcome here, and they beat you, and they throw you in the mud, and then you come back, and you're like, this is my home. Like, this is my group, my monastery. And you try and try, and they don't let you in, and you have to sleep outside in the cold. And and there's no anger in your heart. Woo! Yeah. That was what St. Francis said, so you can just take it or leave it. But, you know, we're tapping into something, and you're in something. And I guess I'll just transition from the. It was a little bit of an update, but now I'm just gonna preach. You're in something that's so far beyond circumstance. Wow, and so I just want to, you know, share Christ again and just delve a little bit deeper into our revelation of Christ, because I don't know if you realize that most of the church is like in kind of like folk religion, or like mythology. Most Christians are just they just believe it's like, it's basically just like another like an uneducated like native myth lore. and while, you know, God is so good, he meets us wherever we're at, right? Amen? Like, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. You can't escape. You can't escape. Whoa, there's a lot of glory. You're so included. I hope you become familiar with the word included. You know, whoa. You can't escape, you know. But if you want to transition to a place where you're literally like, just jacked up all the time, regardless of circumstance, then the revelation of Christ is for you. And continuing to delve into what this means, that in a human body, the divine and the human are inseparably united. In a human body, in one body. You know, Ephesians 1 says that you don't even have your own intimacy with God. It's not your intimacy. You get to enter in, and you've been grafted into the intimacy that's always been going on between the Father and the Son. And so there's days where you're like, and because of the myth lore a lot of us have grown up with, or which just makes sense to our mind, because it says in Proverbs, there's a way that seems right to a man. That way, that's actually religion. The way that seems right to a man is religion. We think there's these right and wrong ways, and the right way is to, like, you know, follow, set up some sort of steps or some incantation. If you just pray this prayer, brother, that's called an incantation. But yeah, and I'm so encouraged by daily. I mean, the unfolding of the revelation of Christ, putting me in a place of regardless of circumstance, like St. Francis said, one of the things that I've felt and just an overflow of my heart oftentimes is to say, I could live in a ditch forever. I could just be kicked out into the mud, you know, and live and just be so jacked up. I mean, woo! Does that sound like, I mean, can you believe that there's a place like that, you know? And I want to speak tonight, removing self-consciousness. I just want to minister tonight. Like, I don't know if you can feel, you can even feel right now in this room, if you're like concerned about other people are thinking about how your body is moving or what you're wearing or stuff like that. It's not like those are like sinful things or whatnot, but it's like there's a place where you can live completely free from self-consciousness. Free from self-consciousness. And this revelation of Christ is I want to just look at some scripture verses tonight and unfold, is releasing us from any sort of circumstantial foundation. You know, that's actually what it means when it says, do not live after the flesh. It means the flesh is the physical circumstance. It's the outward. To live when your reality has been based on the flesh, then your gauge will continue to gauge how well you're doing, or be, your feelings begin to be affected. But one of the things, and I just hear this right now, my Holy Spirit, one of the things you're going to hear in this year is the Father is going to minister removing all insecurity. And this revelation of Christ is what conquers that. It's what conquers that. We're going to come out of myth religion. We're going to come out of of just incantations and our friend this weekend was talking about coming out of Pentecostalism. Yeah. We're going to Pentecost was good, but, you know, I'll just quote what our buddy was saying this weekend. Pentecost was, you know, symbolized by receiving a measure of an outpouring. But it was a feast in the Jewish calendar that came after Pentecost called the Feast of Tabernacles, which was symbolized by the fullness, by receiving fullness. And so there's this whole mentality right now that the church has been in, and maybe it's like what was the current revelation that God was releasing, but it was a measure of, you know, leaky vessels, or like, you know, you always got to get filled up again, always got to get refilled. But the tabernacles releases a revelation that you are full. And I believe that's just Christ that's coming to understand this mystic secret of contentment. So, if you have a Bible and you want to open up, you can. I'm just going to look at Philippians 4, Philippians chapter 4, and let me just pray. Will you stand with me for a second if you can stand? I just like to, like I said last week, I like to engage a little bit, you know, keep you, you know, if it's boring, you are always free to leave, but sometimes just moving your body a little bit, you know, can just like, Just release a new creation noise or something. Just say, Jesus, I love you. God, we just praise you. Just let something come out. Woo, 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 woo. Did it? Whoa, thank you, Jesus, for no self-consciousness. We don't care. They already think we're crazy. We are crazy. Whoa. Just let it be normal. Let yourself be normal. Now I'll just officially pray to start the preach. Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for revelation. We thank you that it's only your presence that brings contentment, that brings security, that brings that sense of absolute safety, that absolute comfort. You are the comforter right now, Lord. And to every area, I just speak right now to every area from our childhood or our past that made us feel insecure or lacking or triggers, little triggers that cause us to move into illusion or unconsciousness. We just believe right now that there's freedom because of the cross. There's freedom. And that this revelation will bring continual freedom. In Jesus' name. Amen. See, that was almost official. Now you kind of feel like you're supposed to sit down. Woo! Okay, I'm in Philippians chapter 4, right? Different translations say it differently. Different translations say it differently. Let's see if I can read. Thank you, Jesus. I've preached this before, but I just love it. If you like a topic, if your brain helps to connect with a topic, it's Christ and the secret of contentment. Yay. Philippians 4:10. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. For you indeed were concerned, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. Wow. Wow. Let me just read that again. I rejoice greatly in the Lord. Basically, so they took up an offering, right? And they sent him some money. He said, I liked that. That was nice. I liked getting the money. But let me tell you, I'm not speaking of being in need. I'm not speaking out of need, right? For I have learned in whatever situation I am. Just say this. In whatever situation. Say that with me. Whatever situation, I am content. Woo! I have learned what it is in any... And he says, I have learned, I know how to be brought low. Does anyone know how to be brought low? Ever experienced that? I know how to abound as well. Does anyone know how to abound? Actually, both of those are pretty profound. Some people know how to abound, but not to be brought low, and some are the other way. You know what I'm saying? But Paul's like, I don't really care. Like, I care. I like receiving the offering. It's great. The offerings are big. That's awesome. Tonight, there's nothing in there. Praise the Lord. I don't really care. You know what I mean? I know, because in every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty, hunger, abundance and need. And here's the thing, they always put on like the back of like your track uniform, you know, or something, this verse. They're like, it's on like the Sports for Jesus jersey, but it says, I can do all things through him that strengthens me. I can do all. Just put on your divine cap right now, your divine thinking cap. You are divine. You can do all things. All. But you know, that all doesn't just, that all isn't about like motivating you to like speak to your bank account. You know what I mean? Like, that's cool. You can do that. But that's not what this context is, right? The context here is I can do it all. Like, literally, I can face anything. Like, anything. Nothing steals my peace. Nothing like makes me insecure anymore. Folk religion, which you can just call it religion, but I like to, you know, poke a little bit harder at it. Just call it like incantations or something. Make it sound real weird for you, because a lot of people are like, well, religion, I don't know, it might be kind of okay. No, like mythology, just folklore, folk religions or voodoo religions or whatever will always leave you in a place that's like, it's the roller coaster. You know what I mean? Riding the roller coaster, and only the message of Christ. This is the uniqueness of Christ. Like the uniqueness, the beautiful uniqueness of having revelation. It's why Paul's like, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because, whoa, like it actually does something that nothing else could ever do. Actually brings something. When you have a true revelation, like you're not afraid anymore. You know, you're not, like stress cannot even exist in your realm. You know, whoa. And I'm telling you, like, I love miracles and stuff, but the greatest miracle, dude, people want to see, like, people are so spoken to by peace. People are so, like, freaking affected by someone that can just love consistently, and nothing cuts off your love. You're not loving one day, and then the next day, like, whatever. You know, I got to speak last night at this thing. They called me up spontaneously, and I just found myself saying, what I'm most excited about in this gospel is that, like, people can unconditionally love each other. Yeah. Like, every revolution of the past has wanted love. Like, that's their end goal, right? I've said this many times, but, like, you look throughout history and study history and look, like, you know, all of these movements were about love. But until you actually get to a place of a revelation of Christ, it's all just ideas. It's, like, mental, cool, it's pie in the sky. You know, but you, this message that you guys are tasting, that you guys are like, are that you're embodying. I just want to say, like let's just. I mean, the Lord spoke to me many times. Like, let's have 10,000 preachers of Christ. Like, let's know Christ and Him crucified. Like, let's, wow, because man, so many of us are still. We have like these, you know, these Pentecostal ideas of like sowing and reaping and stuff. Sowing and reaping is a cool natural principle, but if your relationship with your father is based on you have to give in order to get, oh my God. It sounds good when somebody's got a big, you know, suit and $10,000 here popping out here and there, but giving in order to get is like the absolute, like, your relationship will be completely founded on insecurity, you know? Like, trying to figure out to get the, you know, God to perform or whatnot, and wow, just sink right now into that just unconditional, like, presence of God. Woo, 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 woo. This unconditional, here you are right now in this room. Like, it doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter what. Like, you can sing, like, I was talking to some friends about a mission trip they were on recently, and someone started really freaking out on their team. They were totally freaking out, and they're like, what do we do? And the one guy just looks over and goes, leans his head back and goes, let's get drunk. Yeah. They're like, this person's like totally freaking out on him. And they're like, you're the leader. You're supposed to like do something here. Like, what do we do? What do we do? And the guy just leans his head back. He goes, let's get drunk. Ah, woo! Woo! Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. To know the inseparableness, the inseparable that removes this, and so, man, he says, not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation, guys. This is it. This is what I want to speak to. This is the gospel. This is the gospel. Like, whatever situation, to have people that aren't losing their peace. Can you feel that? It all comes from that presence, that weighty glory presence. Thank you, Lord. The virtue's all flowing in there. But to know in whatever situation that glory is just as thick as ever, you know, that presence is just as, like, just as jacked up. Oh. Okay, I'll turn to Ephesians if you have a Bible, if you're following. Ephesians 1, dude. Because I just want to talk a little Christology tonight or whatever, you know. The Lord's been speaking to me about it's amazing, like, what they're discovering with, like, right and left brain, like, in the understanding of that, as scientists are seeing that. And I think, for the most part, like, our community and the guys that we've run with have been, you know, restoring a little bit of the whole artistic, spontaneous side, you know, the wildness, because most people right now are living completely on what is it, probably the left side, I think, is the rational side. And they're really... it's all logic and ration, right? And that's kind of what our society is based on, is a Western culture, and it makes us really produce a lot of cool things. You know, we've been very effective at producing. So a lot of what we've been doing is just cracking that off, saying there is a whole other part of you, like a whole crazy, you know, whatever. And I don't even know if this whole brain thing works, but it works in what I'm trying to communicate. because there's such a spontaneous, like, flow where sometimes you just trust what you're sensing and you don't have any logical reason for it. And that's amazing, you know? That's really amazing. But it's also, when you have people that's all they're involved in, that's how they really easily get back into folk religion, because somebody at the front who just seems very spiritual just tells you, like, here's how you get your breakthrough. You sow $5,000 into our ministry. And you have people around the world just like throwing gold watches and cars at these guys, you know, because like they sounded spiritual or whatever. I don't know why I'm talking about money so much tonight, but anyway, you know, all kinds of things. Like, you just have, like, that's how you have Jonestown happen, you know what I mean? Like, you just have, like, crazy guys that are just like, woo, like, don't think about anything, just do what I say, you know? And that's where every mythological, it's like shamans, you know? You become, like, you know, or whatever, witch doctors, and you're just like, yeah, you just shake this thing and pour milk over their head, and in 7 days they'll be healed, you know? So a lot of the spiritual, like, crazy charismatic guys have really emphasized that, and with good reason. There is a lot of power on just going with, like, the flow, you know, the spirit, the creative, like, spontaneous, artistic thing. But tonight I just felt like, you know, they're also right now, what's going to be so cool is to have mystics who, like, also are able to communicate, like, with historical, like, you know, with knowledge of what has happened, like, what's taking place, with a depth to study, like, with a depth to skill, with wisdom, you know, with all of this stuff. It's like, you can be the greatest genius as well, you know what I mean? Like, you can be not just a creative genius, but also even, like, you know, whoa, like, God is omniscient, you know? what the guy said the other day, omniscience. The divine nature has omniscience, and that's cool, because some of you, like, have leaned a little bit that way, and you've felt a little, belittled in the charismatic church, you know, but most churches are kind of lean the other way, so there's so many things in this glory where you don't have to swing a pendulum, you know, it's like, wow, you can be totally jacked up and be a good brain surgeon, you know, whoa, how awesome, you know. It's like, whoa. I mean, it's going to look different. It is going to look different, right? It's not going to look just like any other, like, random, like, guy, because you are going to be tapping into, like, things that most people aren't aware of. There's going to be a lot of depth and a lot of realms to your life. But anyway, one of the things our friend Andre Rabe is emphasizing right now is going deep in Christology. In a history and understanding of why Jesus came at that time and in that people, and what's the history? What's been the history of those that have followed Christ over the last thousands of years? You know, you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat it. You know, every generation thinks they're the last generation, the end of the world is coming. You know, stuff like that. You know, you just have, like, yeah, you know, an education regarding that stuff. And I know I might be pushing my own buttons here, but, like, you know, be wild in the spirit. You know me, like, that's kind of what I'm known for. But I'm also, like, being challenged by some of our friends who are like, you know, just, wow, like, we've been so caught up in folk religion, folklore. And it's just folklore. It's old wives' tales and whatnot, you know? Like, the story about the devil. It's like, all of our, like, our understanding about Satan, the devil, and the fallen angels are based on, like, two Bible verses that aren't even very literal. Everyone's like, did you know Satan was the worship leader in heaven? Where'd you get that? Folklore. It's complete folklore. Or even the whole idea of going to heaven. It's like, you talk about going to heaven. Find that in here, to where it says that you die and go to heaven. It's actually not in here. Like, the whole thing with St. Peter and the gates and you stand before and all this stuff. Like, it's based on, like, one or two random verses, maybe in the book of Revelation or something, where you're like, book of Revelation's, like, the most crazy book ever. You're, like, basing all of these vast doctrines on, like, one verse. You know, and so it's wild, but, like, it just gets passed on. You know, it's just old wives' tales or whatever. It's, like, folklore, you know. When, like, this whole book, when you study Christ, like, wow, do you know that throughout thousands of years of Jewish history, they were preparing for a man that would come and restore the earth? That's actually one of the common phrases of Jewish people to this day. I forget the Hebrew. It's like Hakun Olam or something like that. It's like restore the world. That was like the whole thing they're waiting for. And you read all these Old Testament books. They're looking for a coming king that's going to establish a throne and create the whole world in this perfect, like literally restore utopia and whatnot, you know. And so, but we've been. I'm not even saying that I've come to all conclusions about what all that's like. But I've just said there's so many folk, you know, tales that I can't find in here. Most Christians are waiting to be taken somewhere else. They've missed out on the whole restore the world. You know, they don't. They're like, or if we're restoring it, it's not really like. Don't have too much hope because it's probably all going to burn up anyways. You know, or just whatever. And so coming to a full knowledge I'm going to be doing these courses because our friend Andre recommended. I don't know if you know that Yale's like theological department puts out free classes of like most of their theology 101 is like archived free access to anybody. You don't have to pay anything. It's just on their website. Like there's all of these courses, videos, notes, what all this stuff on the history of the church, the history of Christ, like what the context of the Bible was and being written, and it's just all free, you know? And it's like, it might, you know, depending on the time and the season of your life, like you may be able to go through that, but it's so cool, the amazing resources that are out there. And it's not really a time to just be, I'm just floating around and I felt a good thing, or I grew up believing this stuff, you know? Or someone told me. You know, most people believe what they believe because someone in their life that they respected believed that. And that's cool, like if you were influenced that way, but there comes a time, and here's what happens. When push comes to shove in your life, a lot of people don't really have a lot of pressure for decades of their life. But then comes a situation where they're pushed regarding what they believe, and a lot of them just completely reject a lot of whatever. It's just everything changes because pressure came. But how about if you're literally prepared, like asking Holy Spirit, like make me like freaking established in this. And I'm telling you, the study of Christ is like, I've been jacked up now for 6 years. That's not that long, man. That's like a drop in the bucket of history, right? But over these 6 years, I've had testings and trials and been able to triumph over them easily because I see this stuff for myself. I'm not trusting like other guy's revelation, right? And that's cool if you are at first, but there comes a point in time where you own it. And you own it on every level of your being. Like, you want to own it experientially. Like, trust, and that's the main goal, right? To experience it, not just to be head knowledge. That's why we've kind of been emphasizing that. But there comes a time, like, where every part of your being gets to come established and solid so that this isn't just another, like, oh, cool, like, you know, the one guy said this, or the folk religion, or another movement, but, like, whoa, like, and that's why it might seem so wild what's going on, but like it seems like we're the fringe of the fringe sometimes. But my heart is really that we would just preach Christ, you know. Like and what I love about a lot of you guys, honestly, is you have more revelation of Jesus than like thousands of people I've met. You know, it's so encouraging. You know, like when I talk to you, you're not just saying like some random, you know, thing, but. It is a time. Our friend Dave Vaughn just got a full back tat that says evolution on it. And I just felt to bring that up right now. I didn't plan on bringing it up. But love you, Dave, if you ever hear this. And I believe it's fairly significant. He's like, our consciousness is evolving right now. And it's a time literally for a solidification of some things. But you're going to have to be open as well to letting go of a lot of your folk religion, letting go of a lot of your myths. Like I think one we kind of demythicized last year was the myth that Jesus came as a blood sacrifice to appease the Father. This whole idea, the primary theological premise regarding the cross of Christ has been thrown out by our community and a number of people around the world because of just truth on every level.
And now it seems so ridiculous. But if you want to hold on to just what you knew, then you can hold on to it. But there's a lot of things that are about to be removed. And a person that always continues to go higher and higher is a person that always is letting go of some other idea that they previously had. And everything unlocks by revelation. So whatever area of your life you're like, wow, I really want to grow in this area, that means you're going to have to get new revelation that replaces what you believed about that area. You know, if you want to be a person that never plateaus, right? I mean, every movement is called a movement because at some point it plateaued and now we talk about what it was. You know, and that's cool. But the gospel isn't really a movement. Like, it's just a declaration of reality. It's a declaration of what's here. It's unchanging. It's an unchanging thing. And this is Christ. Let me just read you a couple of verses. Maybe I'm just provoking you tonight, but another Christological thing that I covered in one of my classes, but a lot of my classes are like long. And you have to sort through it to find the points, which I don't really mind. But one of I'll just read this verse and say what it is, okay? It says, oh my God, I love this. I love this chapter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing. Woo! Oh my God, you can eat that forever. And it goes, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love, he predestined us for adoption through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. Now, there's a lot of stuff in there, but one of the cool things about recognizing that he had placed us in Christ from the foundation of the world, or included us in the beloved, is what I just hit on earlier, the whole topic of intimacy. People say, well, it's all about intimacy. This has been another recent movement in our charismatic church, right? It's all about gaining more intimacy. That's the big deal. But this verse shows that you have been included in the intimacy that the Father and the Son have been having for thousands of years. So what does that mean for you? That means in a moment of time, you can be quickened to an awareness of a depth of revelation that is deeper than anything ever was. Like, it's not a process. This is why in Hebrews chapter 8, the very new covenant says that they will all know me from the least to the greatest. Because everyone was included in the intimacy of the Father and the Son. What's so cool about that is, it's impossible for you to have a bad day and miss out on your intimacy. Unless you believe you can, you know. Unless you can believe, you believe it. When you believe it, you'll just miss out on it. Like Hebrews 4 says, you may seem to have come short of it. But what Christ reveals is the end of every step-by-step. The end of every gradual inclining, you know, increasing thing. Now that seems like, oh man, I wanted it to increase or whatever. I like the journey. No, you'll always be on a journey, which it's a never ending, like just moment after moment after moment. But never one of those moments has to be anything less than the intimacy that the Father and the Son have always been experiencing. Whoa. Like, if you don't have that revelation, you're going to be stuck in a, you know, creating another just service where everybody's like calling out, Lord, I want to know you. I want to know you. It's endless calling out, and you never get there. I can testify from experience. After getting this revelation, there's not a moment where I don't hear God's voice as easy as like this, any sound in here. Easier. Whoa. Like, aha! It's so good. You go to pray and you just find yourself lost in the communion of the Father and the Son. Like, jacked up, dude. That's what John 17 says. Father, may the very same love that we have be in them. But if you don't have a revelation of this man, Jesus, and your inclusion in him, and all mankind's inclusion in him, you're going to continually feel like, well, I'm pretty intimate with the Lord, but, you know, maybe not so much or something, you know. And listen, you might lose your awareness for a while, and I'm not saying, oh, well, that's all there is that dry day. That's the intimacy between the Father and the Son. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is in a moment of time of remembering the gospel and becoming so confident in this, when these things are flowing out of you, like when you understand why Paul was even inspired to write, the depths of this, They're all talking about Christ, 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 right? That secret of contentment, Colossians 1 says, I found the mystic secret, which is Christ in you. But, you know, we've all quoted that, well, Christ in me, Christ in me. But then our thoughts allow us to still have bad days or something. You know, distance or something. This verse, these realities release you into an infinite place of security in your relationship, because it's not even your relationship. You can't mess it up. There's another verse that says, we can do nothing against the truth, only for it. That's so wild. In any moment of time, it's like, just take it. Just take it. Yeah. It's a reformation that we're in right now, guys, huh? It's so cool. It's so good. It's going to be, wow, and reformations are messy, you know? If you study, here's another, you know, through a little bit of study, you can go back and check out Martin Luther and John Calvin and all those guys during the Reformation. Wasn't the pretty picture that you might have heard. Some of their guys were murdering people that didn't believe what they believed. Like, it got crazy, but they were under so much oppression by a manipulative, like, church, you know, that you come to understand the circumstances, but we're in a reformation, and, yeah. I'm so confident in this message, dude. 100 years from now, this is going to be so normal, you know, that's what's so cool, and it doesn't depend on us. This stuff is going to be so normal. It's just so powerful. That's why all these guys are the big name, mythological religious leaders are writing books against grace and stuff. I would have written a book against myself. Yeah. So anyways, I'm not going to talk too long tonight. It might be a little bit shorter, but I want to do a little time of just praying over people or praying over one another, because this message of Christ, like, I know sometimes it can feel like there's a disconnect, and sometimes just laying your hand on someone and just like personally applying it to them, it's like they're like, wow, I don't know why, but that helped, you know what I mean? Like the intimacy between the Father and the Son. It's erasing every sense of insecurity, every sense of like, what if there's not enough, you know? What if this is where that contentment comes from, because you're experiencing something in the Spirit that is so profound. That you can have $1 million or have nothing, but your quality of life doesn't change. You know what I mean? Your quality, well, how crazy is that? Like, how crazy is that? So, the presence of God is the only solution for insecurities, for triggers, right? Triggers that you seem like, I don't know why I freak out about this. I'm telling you, it's because somewhere along the line, you lost your confidence that you're so close with God right now. That confidence has been attacked, that you stopped feeling the presence, and it got cut off here, but then you stopped feeling the rest of the way. You know what I mean? So let's take a minute and just pray for one another here. And do you want to play some music, Brent? Or I can put some on, too. It doesn't matter. Just strum a little bit. And I just want to, like, maybe you can just stand up or just find someone in the room that you feel comfortable letting them just put their hand on your head or something. just for a minute. Just close your eyes and just stand there and just release over that person. You can use words or not, but just there's no separation. Just speak things like of what you know of Christ. Just speak of what you know of Christ over them, you know? And I'll just keep speaking a couple of words. I just want to, and if you don't want anybody to lay their hands on you, just put your hands out for a minute. And just, let's just soak for a second. Yeah, Father, we just thank you for what happened in that person, that man, Jesus, and what's continuing to happen right now. Just close your eyes for a minute or keep them open, but just be there. Just be. Woohoo! In the eternal intimacy the Father and the Son have been having and been enjoying. If you've read The Shack, just picture that party that the Trinity was having throughout the whole book, you know. that book is an amazing Christological book. There's a Trinity right now, and you're in the middle of them all, and you can't get away from them. They're inescapable. There, this Trinity is like just dancing around you and just dancing around the whole human race. Every person that you have had a hard time with, even those that have felt like your enemies, he's dancing around them. You're all in this dance, and you're included in a man. And in his body, it says, a new and living way was created. Through his body, through the veil of his flesh, which was torn, forever indicating the access between God and man. Woo! If you pray in tongues, you can just pray in tongues for a second. I thank you, Jesus, for contentment, for the secret of contentment, Lord Jesus. That this gospel is releasing me in health. It's releasing us to be healthy, to truly be consistently happy. The roller coaster is over. Yeah. Just say to yourself, the roller coaster is over. Yeah. However you walked into this place, literally there are moments in time when everything changes. Maybe now is one of those times for you where there is never a dry day again, where your prayer will no longer be, I'm so confused, help me, give me more. But it'll be, oh my God, I'm so filled, I'm so enthralled with God, I'm so infinitely blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. You can say with Paul, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who jacked me up forever. Yeah. We'll just stay here a little while. Let's just say, so you can sing. Just if you're praying over someone, just keep praying for them. I'm just feeling it, man. Yeah, la 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 la. Insecurity is washed away. Every insecurity is washed away. Every insecurity is washed away. Yeah, yeah. By your love, by your love, by your love, by your love. By your love, by your love, by your love. Thank you. restore like little kids to that place as if you've never been hurt before. He's got a life for you as if you've never been hurt before, where you can live like your heart has never been broken. It's okay. It's not denying the past to let him heal it. You're not living a lie to let him give you his life. This reality is real.